USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is back in Washington, D.C. after visiting Kenosha, Wisconsin. The president taking part in a law enforcement roundtable in the city. The president also seeing some of the damage caused to local businesses by the riots and looting that took place in Kenosha. Kenosha business owner Ricky Tralapa says folks are really stepping up to help people rebuild in Kenosha.
It's been a struggle, but our community has been really incredible. More people have come to help than we know what to do with, but right now what we need is financial support. Loss of business and loss of property is staggering at this point.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin was on Capitol Hill testifying before a Democratic-led House committee. Mnuchin saying that a new stimulus package is needed and the package should be bipartisan. Both sides have been meeting to discuss a deal. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Douglas Kratt, veterinarian and president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. Many states across the country have recently legalized marijuana for medical or recreational use. Veterinarians have seen a spike in poisoning in pets. Marijuana affects pets much differently than it affects people. THC, the main ingredient of marijuana, can make our pets scared or very sick. If you have marijuana or edibles in the house, please keep them out of reach. And when walking with your pets, make sure they don't pick up anything you don't expect. Concerned your pet has gotten into pot? If they appear off balance, rigid, nervous, or if they're drooling or dribbling urine, vocalizing having seizures, please get them to the veterinarian immediately. There's no antidote for marijuana, but a veterinarian can provide supportive care until it passes. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.